The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the policy or position of ONTV's management, staff, or board of directors.
In other words, we might say some things while we're nude.
You're spilling.
Time for another fantastic episode of
Talking New.
You know, wouldn't it be funny if Usher was performing last night and Post Malone was doing O America the Beautiful and
Talking New.
And then Kansas City Chiefs and Taylor Swift were all just
Talking New.
And why is everyone always just talking about Taylor Swift? Why don't they talk about
Talking New?
Because it's such a funny show. You never know what we're going to talk about when we're having an episode of
Talking New.
And my beautiful wife Kathy over there, she loves to do different things and
Talking New.
Sometimes she brushes her teeth with coconut oil while she's in the bathroom just
Talking New.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Good evening. Hello, Lake Orionans.
And Oakland County.
Oakland County NNNs.
Michigan.
Michigan NNNs.
Suburbs of Michigan NNNs. Cities in Michigan.
Cities. So
how is everybody doing tonight this evening? Yes.
Honestly, I'm doing pretty well. I looked outside and saw that there was no snow on the ground. It looks like the groundhog was right. It looks like there is going to be an early spring. How about you?
I know. I heard that. Somebody told me the groundhog saw a shadow that we have exactly 6 weeks left. But technically, that's technically true. Yes.
And speaking of Groundhog Day, that's a very funny movie. If you ever want to Netflix and chill or any other kind of app you might have, look up Bill Murray and... Was it Minnie Driver? I think it was Minnie Driver.
I think so.
No, it was, I forget her name, but she was a good actress. She is a good actress. I shouldn't say she was. She is a good actress. Andy McDowell, that's her name. And I just popped in my head, like squirrel moment. But no, Groundhog Day is a great movie. Tonight we have a very awesome topic we're going to talk about. And it's very deep. So... Get your popcorn, your Snickers, your Skittles, your Tic Tacs, your Kit Kats, whatever you're eating. If you're just eating sunflower seeds, which are kind of nasty.
Actually, they're actually really good.
I didn't really like sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds are really good. As long as I didn't want to like have to chew it off the shell. I like the ones that are already shelled.
Mm-hmm.
Like the kind they used to have at Dollar Tree. I used to tear them fuckers up.
What about pumpkin seeds? You like pumpkin seeds?
No, because... Unless they're already shelled and ready to go.
Well, they might be shelled and ready to go.
You know.
But tonight we're going to talk about how people are becoming disconnected from one another. Would you like to start it off?
Oh, first we got to talk about current events. Last night was the Super Bowl.
It was the Super Bowl. See, look.
They called DP wanted to get all ready.
I know, right?
He's
I
was already just... swimming into the deepness.
What? Bye, Felicia.
But no,
last night was the Super Bowl. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. Is that what that is?
I was about to say, you better get it right.
I hope I got that right.
Yes.
And they played a good game. It just went over. Oh my God. Like, I was trying to go to sleep last night. I'm like, it's still on. Like, the more I kept dozing off and I kept being awake, I'm like, it's still not over.
She did fall asleep in my arms as we're watching the football game.
Seriously,
I didn't even want to watch the football game because I felt like Detroit didn't fucking go to the Super Bowl.
I wanted to watch it because you guys have to realize that if you got to savor the moment, and the Super Bowl only comes once a year, so I want to savor that once a year event, even if I wasn't like paying total attention to it.
She wanted to watch the cartoon.
Yes, I was watching the commercials. And also, too, these players, you guys, they work hard. These people... became little football players first, and they became young men football players to grown-ass men football players. Like, they have worked for this shit, and they want us to watch their hard work, like how hard they've worked. They made it there. So it's like
That's
they
true.
Want us to watch that,
That's
you know?
Very true.
It's their recital.
Now,
you know,
the halftime performance, which, you know, we are going to discuss, and I'm interested to see what our listeners think. I give it a B minus, maybe a C.
Well, from a 1 to 10, I gave it a 7. The reason why, for me, when he did the opening, there was no pizzazz to it. Like, it looked like generic production. He had too much going on the floor.
Well, that
I didn't need. I wanted the Usher comes off to me like a Michael Jackson. Like, I wanted the theatrics. I did. I wanted the stage lit up. I wanted the theatrics. I didn't want all the people that I have no idea who these flower dancers are or these little hip hop over here. And
it's like they were trying to overshadow him, you know, to blend in.
Performing. I didn't need all the extras, I felt like. Like, he could have went with, like, straight up glitz and glamour concert and everybody would have been happy.
Yeah.
And long as he would have had those features, it would have been just fine. But all that floor work and all that, But I did love the roller skating part, but that was part of the glitz and glamour. He should have just stuck with the whole glitz and glamours thing and not opened on the floor. I would have kept Alicia Keys on the stage like he did. Like,
I'm not going to lie. I would have loved to see some more of Alicia Keys.
I just think it felt like it was generically put together for me.
You know, I would have loved.
Like, the budget was low or something. Because if you compare it to even last year, also the year before that, it was Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. Like, come on. The production just looked really cheap to me.
I would have loved to see more Alicia Keys because she came on that sexy outfit, you know, just
Getting felt up by Usher.
Just booty everywhere. Swiss Beast was on the side like, motherfucker, don't you be getting too fresh with my wife here.
I know people were talking about on the internet. He actually responded back to us talking about this was an iconic night. People stopped thinking more into it. But of course, that motherfucker's into like threesomes and foursomes and shit from what I hear.
But we're going to talk about Post Malone doing America the Beautiful. I'm going to be honest.
When Reba did a nice job.
Have to say that I did not like it.
Liked Reba.
Reba destroyed it. That's Reba. You know what I'm saying? That's Reba McEntire. That's like if you put
She did a great job.
And she still looks great.
Yeah.
What is she like, 64, 63? She's
Reba McEntire.
66? I know she's up there.
How old is Reba McEntire?
Because when she did her show, she was in her 50s.
I'm like Googling it now. 68.
See, look, I was close. I was very close.
She is 68 years old. Speaking of country, though, guess who is dropping a country album?
Who?
Beyonce is.
Really?
Yes. I heard she dropped her first single. That's why lately she's been dressed like a cowgirl with the blonde hair and stuff. People have been talking about like she's trying to switch over an image and shit.
I don't
think. If she can pull a Taylor Swift off, I
don't think it'll happen. I don't think it'll happen. And I'm just going to be honest why I don't think it'll happen. Not that she can't do it, but it's because her audience has followed her for so long in a certain genre for so long that if she just did an abrupt change, it's not like Taylor was always a country singer.
I don't know that little disco album where people love that little disco shit she did, the Renaissance. A lot of people loved that album. So I believe she could cross over if it's done the right way.
Well,
but you already know it's Beyonce.
Maybe.
She's going to get the best producers, the best this, the best that. I think she could do it.
I was reading Essence the other day. There was actually a black chick in there that was singing country. Oh, I forget her name. Real beautiful chick, too. And she writes country.
They told her,
you know, she could only do, like, you know, R&B or pop. And she was like, nope, I want to do country. And she did it. But the thing with Taylor, though, Taylor was already a country singer. So it was, and she was poppy already. So it wasn't much of a stretch to update. All she needed is some just different production.
She came with a whole different production. She went from "We Are Bills, Not at Night, and I Fairy Started" to "We're Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together." Like,
so it was like if she was to be like Taylor Swift and Avril Lavigne fused together, that was kind of like her style, you think?
Yeah. Because, like, when Taylor Swift, I remember I liked Taylor Swift as a little country girl. I'm like, who is this girl? I like her little voice. And
yeah, her first
her
album
rhyme.
Was really good. Her self-titled
and then
album
all of a sudden, she's coming out talking about "We're Never, Ever Getting Back Together." And I'm thinking, okay, well, bitch, what the fuck you up to?
She put way
then
too much of her business
then
out
she
there,
like,
too, though.
But it sells. That's what makes a good artist.
God. I did not need to know every single guy she
dated. I know you're not talking because all fucking four of your albums are about you.
Yeah, but I didn't talk about everyone I fucked and had a bad relationship with.
But that's what she needed to get out.
Is that what it was?
Yep. Yours is your life story for your childhood. So hers is her love life.
It was traumatic. So
you know,
it was like a therapy for me. I saved
and
a lot
for her,
of money
her
in
love
therapy
life
bills.
Her love life is like that. You know, think about all the men she's been through. That means she's a she. That means that she has issues. If you're growing, it's not the men. It is not the men. Mm. It's her. If you're rocking through that many fucking men,
oh,
she is the problem, not the men.
She's definitely got some issues, I'm sure. Like, she you definitely. Know, but, like, and Kelsey will find that out if he hasn't already. I'm sure he'll find it out. Like, but, you know, at the end of the day,
I think all artists have some type of psychopath to them.
Oh, yeah. Look at Miranda Lambert.
You know?
How you can have a song called Gunpowder and Lead and Kerosene, like talking about burning a lover up in fucking kerosene.
But you know
what?
I sometimes forget because, like, when I used to hear Yvonne talk about stories from the country because she's from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was younger, and I used to be like, no, that didn't happen. She was Kathy. Why do you think life, they always talked about it back in the day, how life in the North and the South are completely different, just like East and West is different.
Mm.
They're like total, completely different night and day. She goes, in Mississippi, yes, a woman will shoot a man.
Yeah.
like
Miranda Lambert will.
You know.
And burn you alive with some kerosene.
Because Yvonne told me that one time that, like, she shot a gun at her ex-husband before.
I bet.
So that's why I'm like, she goes, the country stories are different than the North stories. Like, the South and the North are completely different than how they handle things ethically.
In other words, they don't leave any evidence and bury the body in
or have
field
the animal
somewhere.
Eat it. Like, there is stuff, like, their rules are different than they are up here.
They got, like, pet hyenas down there.
You know, their rules, that feature the alligators.
Werewolves.
Like,
alligators. Oh, yeah, there's alligators down
different.
There.
Like, the North and South are different.
So you're thinking they're just chomping up their fucking loved ones?
Yeah.
That cheated on them?
Yep. I believe it. Just like that.
Well, Carrie Underwood, she got the song called Before He Cheats, and I'm watching
not
the video.
That.
I'm like, she's like taking a
not
baseball bat
to the fucking
truck.
Song. Have you heard her song Cadillac?
No, what's it about?
Two bitches who get together and kill the man because he was lying to both of them about cheating.
Mm.
That's what the song is about.
So they conspired and committed murder.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the wife didn't know that she was cheating, and the woman he was cheating with didn't know he was married. So they both came together and killed this man, and they took the grave, basically, and the song is like, and left the secret at the grave.
You're going to have my ass listen to Carrie Underwood at work.
Like, you listen to the song Cadillac, you would be like, this song is about, this is crazy, but it happens. Like,
well, the same thing with Miranda. Like, I only listened to, like, three of her songs before I got my, like, you know, calculation. My calculation of what she's about, and I'm like, oh my god.
Just like
god.
I like that song.
Because she was with Blake Shelton before, what's her name?
She has
got
a song, Miranda Lambert has a song about, just like, girl, fix your makeup, it's just a breakup. You know, don't go showing you're crazy, you gotta act like a lady. In other words, in the South, that's how you were, you gotta be a pretty little lady, you can't show no anger, you can't show shit.
Mm.
I mean, like, came hard to sit in my mouth, because my grandmother taught me, she told me that you could have a busted black eye, but you had to act like a lady in public no matter fucking what.
I don't think anyone's busting her eye anytime
soon. But I'm
soon.
Just saying that, like, some of her songs, those are like that old South stuff. My granny's Arkansas. These are Mississippi people. These are Southern. Like, the rules are just so different. As I think about the stories my granny told me, like, of violence compared to, like, the North up here, they, like, it's just,
it's different.
It's different violence versus the South. The South is just, like, they're cannibalistic.
Like, they would do is hide your body and put it in a fucking cave somewhere and let a grizzly bear eat it.
Yeah. Like, just like, it's different.
It's like
different.
It's like a scene out of Wrong Turn, the fucking cannibals. Remember they
I'm
were eating everybody
you.
Up. But I like Mahone, man. Mahone on Kansas City was running his ass off last night, and he did not miss hardly any passes at all. San Francisco just could not capitalize. They could not catch up. Which really fucked me up, because I'm like, I watched when they played Detroit, and they kicked Detroit's ass towards the end. Like, it's like Detroit kind of gave up. And not to say anything bad about Detroit, I mean, I fucking loved watching the game. I loved seeing them get that far. But it just disappointed me in the end. It was just like, damn, they just kind of gave it to San Francisco. You know what I mean?
You know what? I don't think that. I think that they didn't use observation. I think that Detroit was so hyped and ready to play this game that they used up all their observation
How
and
though?
Energy
they
in the first half.
They were kicking their ass in the first
half. Yeah, but
half.
That's the whole point. You were showboating while the other team was observing you.
Oh,
observing
yeah.
your
so
energy
you're
level.
Observing.
Every,
yeah, they
yeah.
were definitely observing them.
Yeah.
And I also think
and so
the
it's
energy.
Like versus if they weren't like coming off whooping ass from the start, you're just showing your energy. You're showing what you're made out of. You got to, like, when you're playing those kind of games, you're playing chess. So you got to, like, you can't show your all your weapons that you have in
your
arsenal.
But it also was very quiet at first when they were losing. When they were losing, San Francisco was losing, that auditorium was quiet. And as soon as they started making a little bit of a comeback,
The energy
drowned out Detroit. I'm sure they could not hear each other on the calls, the plays, none of that. It was just, like, deafening in there. So you can imagine there's like 100,000 people there.
I don't know. I just think they observe. I think Kansas City did that on purpose because you got to realize these teams study each other's like videos and plays and everything for months and years, sometimes a year at a time. So they know how they play.
Well, Purdy wasn't running.
They know what player's going to do what. And I just feel like Detroit showboated too much in the first half.
Well, when they played Detroit,
and that's why they got
Purdy ran up the middle twice on San Francisco, the quarterback. He ran up the middle twice, right?
And ran their energy out. They were like the tortoise in the hare.
He did not do that. Last night, they were trying to sack the shit out of him. He was not getting any really successful passes.
But like I said, Detroit did the tortoise in the hare thing.
Yeah.
They did. They came out rushing like the
hair did. Kelsey surprised me. I didn't know that motherfucker can run that fast. That motherfucker runs fast. He ran up the line and everything. I'm like, damn, did he have like, you know, he had like, there was something at the end of that touchdown that he was trying to get to, you know, hint. And they kept showing her too. Like, I see what Joe Coy was talking about on the, what was it, the Grammys? What was that, the Grammys? Screen Awards? What was
no,
it?
No, those
Golden
was
Globes.
Was
no,
Oscars?
Wasn't in the Golden Globes.
I think it was one of them. Yeah.
I mean, it was one of them, and he was talking about how they kept cutting to her, and they did. They cut to her like 3-4 times.
Oh my gosh, you guys! No, we forgot to do. We're what? So far under conversation.
What?
We forgot to like introduce ourselves, babe.
Who am I?
Yeah. Who are you?
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Jason. It's my beautiful wife over here.
Mrs. Kathy A.
And this is Talking Nude, where we talk uncensored, uncut, unedited about whatever the fuck we want to talk about, which we've been talking about for the last 17 minutes. If you don't know who we are already, like you should know. And I'm just going to put it out there. If you want to be a guest on our show, reach out to Kathy.
On Instagram, Kathy Bravo Cuts, all one word.
Yes. And
KathyBravoCuts.
Yes, and all this month, she is doing a promo at Bravo Cut, so hit her up as well if you want to get that hairdo styled up and you don't want it to look all...
Hairdo styled up.
Yeah, you want to style it up. You don't want it to look all scruffy. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just don't get haircuts for months, and they come in looking just...
You guys...
Psychedelic.
Oh, you guys, make sure you spend some of that tax money in local businesses, you guys.
Yes.
Especially small businesses, you guys. Spend some of that money. Support one another. And this goes off into our topic for tonight.
Yes. And let's kick it off.
You guys, we have to learn to go back to the basics. We need to start showing up for each other.
Yes.
We are so self-absorbed and so self-consumed with our devices and technology. Do you understand technology will be there, but people in your life won't? Like, seriously, people are not guaranteed every day. I can actually guarantee you that the internet will be around longer than the person that
created it.
In your life. Like, savor the moment of people that you really enjoy. This world is filled with so many shitty and fucking crummy people. So if you can be around somebody that you can stand, that you love, that you have personal affections for, somebody that makes you feel good, like, be around that person, you know?
And also don't be afraid to reach out to someone if you need help, because there's a lot of really sad and depressed people going through it. Like, you know, I was reading an article about the inflation in California and the homelessness, and you were saying earlier how they're like imprisoning people because they're homeless. And let's just talk about it. Our system is rigged for failure. It is not, it's not for success. They could care less. As long as, they get their cut. That's all they get. At the end of the year, they get their cut off of what you work so hard for. So I feel like it's rigged.
I guess I don't understand how humans are acting towards one another. Like, this is crazy. You're going to say it's against the law for somebody to be homeless.
Yeah.
However, you cheat people on wages, or you really want people just to go to work and go home, go to work and go home with no entertainment in between that. Nothing.
Nothing.
Because you want to give people a low wage to the point where the only thing that they can afford is to go to work and to go home and barely put food on the table, barely get the basics.
Yeah.
But no entertainment, no nothing but misery, but get up and go to work. You want people to be like literally robotic slaves.
And it's horrible because a lot of your jobs, we were talking about this earlier as well, off camera, a lot of your jobs back in the day, if you had a position like you were a cashier, then you were just a cashier. You rang people up. You just stocked your little area right there, you know, with bubble gum or whatever to keep the impulse aisle good. And that was it. If you were a stocker, then you were a stocker. If you were a manager, you were a manager. Well, now they got the manager doing all the shit that they had other people doing. And then they got the cashiers doing stocking.
Yeah, it's like, and cleaning bathrooms, doing carts and all these. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
And they're not paying them shit.
Yeah.
And they think it's okay.
Yeah. And it's not. And that's why I think we're going to be lacking in workers. But human beings are going to, like, annihilate themselves out the workforce because it's getting bad out here. Like, people are so into their devices. And I'm also into my device.
You don't say.
Because.
You love your TikTok.
I do. I really, really do. And it's just like.
What would you do if you didn't have your device, though, to do TikTok?
I honestly, truly would not feel the pressure of the world if I didn't have to look at the internet every day.
Okay.
That's honestly a fair
fair answer.
I feel more pressure because of the internet. I feel more pressure to have to be something or be somebody or always have to. You get forgotten if you're not on the internet. That's how they make you feel.
Yeah.
You know, but the real thing is, the lie of it is, technically, no. You're really supposed to actually go out and meet people.
Yeah.
Exchange energy that way, not through a computer device.
Well, when Facebook was actually first invented, Mark Zuckerberg and his pals.
It was like a network of people.
It was really just to connect out of town, but it was really for schools. It was like college students just trying to connect with other college students.
And now it's the world is consumed with it where nobody actually gets out and goes out anymore.
Yeah, they don't communicate.
I just feel like, isolate. Yeah, and until something bad happens.
Yeah.
And that's the fucked up part. Until something bad happens, that's when people come together, when something fucking bad happens. Then everybody comes out the woodwork. But when something's good coming or people just wanting to hang out, you know.
People don't make time for each other.
They don't anymore.
You know, and I find it interesting because we have people we know that only hit us up every so often. You know what I'm saying? But when we reached out to people, it's not the same reciprocation. There's always a fucking excuse why people can't come out to visit us.
You know, I told Dave about this the other day. I said that how I am so over the fact that people don't want to show up.
Yeah.
You know, and I was telling Dave, I go, you don't know what somebody's fucking going through. And if they just want to hang out for an hour or 2 hours.
Yeah.
Give somebody that. You don't know, but people are so self-consumed with their lives, or they'll blame it on their children and this and that. But it's like, if your friend commits suicide, you're going to end up saying, I don't know how. How did we overlook it? So-and-so and blah, blah, blah.
I had a coworker that.
And it was because, remember that time he called you up, wanted to hang out for an hour?
Yeah.
Remember that time he just wanted to sit and chit-chat on the phone for an hour and you blew them off? Like, those were the signs. You just didn't give a fuck. And people don't want to admit that part. They just don't give a fuck. And sometimes I just wish people would just be honest and just tell people that, you know what? I just don't give a fuck. I really don't want to do it. No, I'm good. Versus all the fakery to me. It's just so much fakery. I feel like the phones made you like, I don't know. It's just back in the day, if you didn't want to talk to somebody and you picked up the phone before caller ID, you still had to find a way to get out of that conversation.
Yeah.
And you put that person still on the other end, though, still might have gotten 5 minutes of your time, though. And that 5 minutes could have saved their lives. Nowadays, people can just look at their phone and just reject you, and you don't know what's going on the other end with that person.
And don't get me started on that shit, because, like, I've, I've literally hit people up when they've made a comment on someone else's feed just to say, hey, what up? And they fucking didn't even respond. So, like, I've been slowly eliminating people.
The internet has shown how mean people really are.
Yeah, and self-absorbed.
Yeah, and it's just the people that you thought was your friends, like, you see how...
They never were.
Yeah, they're just, like...
They were there when you were up in the world. They were there when you were, you know, before COVID and... People were out and about more, but now it's like
people are so isolating. I wish that COVID wouldn't have happened, you guys. Like,
yeah,
the world, you guys, I guess my advice to everybody is just please come out of your houses.
Yeah.
Reach out to people. Just get out of yourself just for a moment. And honestly, if you want to save your own life, well, you can do that by help saving somebody else's life. You know, just be there. Be a friend. Be a listening ear. You know, it is not that hard to even text somebody back, too. If somebody texts you, say, hey, how you doing? Text them back, say, oh, I'm fine. You know, but continue the conversation. Nowadays, you have so many easy ways to say, hey, like me and my buddy, we talk every morning. And we just do voice calls, like the little voice box thing. And say hey to each other, you know, like in between. Even we answer each other back an hour or two later, you know, but we still are conversating where I'm still hearing a friendly voice on the other end. Like people need that energy, you guys. Like,
and I'm actually looking up on my phone right now. 988 is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And you can text, you can chat, and you can actually go to their official website as well. So if you ever feel that way, like I actually had a coworker. When I worked in restaurants, that was found non-responsive, and they found a gun next to his table by his nightstand, his bed. And I remember, I think I told you a little bit about this before. We had a conversation, and he was, you know, he was really depressed, really needed someone to talk to, and we talked, and he said that. He was just feeling a certain way and something happened and he didn't think he was going to get out of this situation. He wasn't going to get out. He was literally looking at getting locked up for whatever happened. And he never divulged it. I never asked him what happened. I just listened to him and I could tell that he just needed someone to listen to.
Just like
someone
that.
Just for like a few seconds.
Just remember the lady in the grocery store in Kroger.
Yeah.
Remember that lady who stopped us, like we were right by the milk part.
Yeah.
And she kept talking and talking and talking, but you said at the end of it that she just needed somebody to talk to.
She needed that.
You know?
And people need that.
I truly, truly believe that because I was thinking today to myself, I was like, as much as I feel like people are not showing up for me and my husband, I do feel that. I feel like I would be like completely lost because if I didn't have Jason, this world isolates people. The way that it is, they want people to just be down and depressed and feel alone.
Yeah.
And I was telling Dave, I go, I'm just not cut a certain way. But if you disrespect me, that's different. But if I treat you good and I show up for you, show up for me. I'm the most loyal friend ever. You know, if you're loyal to me, I am loyal back. It is that fucking simple. What the fuck is people's problems with this whole give me all your attention. I don't want to give you anything back.
Yeah.
It's like all these people like want these non-mutual friendships. No, I'm sorry. I'm not in it for that.
Yeah.
I am not in it for, it has to be mutual. Like it has to be a mutual agreement, a mutual interest. It has to benefit me too, just like it benefits them.
Yeah.
You can't come in my life and just use me. Are you serious? But people, that's what they want to do. They want to come in and use you and then throw you away.
Why do you think that is though? Like why? I mean, it goes deeper than technology. Like, when did that really start happening where the disassociation, the disconnect started to happen? Because it was before COVID.
I think social media. I think the more that social media got popular and people started connecting from all over the world,
okay,
I think that when they open up so many realms of stuff, people just, and you feed people stuff. Remember when the channels used to cut off at the end of the night? You still had a breaking point. You had a boundary.
Yeah.
With TV. Now it's like me and you can wake up in the middle of the night, go on our phones, be entertained all the way to the morning time with information. We have so much information that's our interest. The reason why nobody wants to go to work is because they'd rather be in their phones tuning into things they want to do versus what they have to do.
But I also think it's an escape, too, because it's no different than an alcoholic or an addict.
But it's an escape into what they want to do, though.
Yeah.
That's why people don't want to do it. That's why you have the teenagers at your job, not teenagers, but the young adults at your job that want to be on their phones.
Right.
Because that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they wish they can get paid for it. That's what they want to do. That's why everybody wants to be a content creator and internet somebody, because that's what they want to do versus being the cashier. But for us, when we were coming up, we were excited to get them cashier jobs, the donut job, the fast food. It was the point of getting out the fuck out the house
and
earning
something.
Your own money. Yeah. Working in the mall, that was the place to be because we're all the kids. That's where all your friends were anyways.
When I was in a foster home, my first job was Long John Silver's.
And everybody that you were working with was young too, like you. So you were in a hurry. Nowadays, these kids are in a hurry to get no type of job.
Yeah.
They don't want to earn their own money unless it's through a device.
Yeah.
Versus us, like, we were excited to get the fuck about the house. Like, it was exciting to get a job.
Yeah.
You know?
It felt good to get that little bit, you know, whatever it was, $4.35 or $4.15 an hour. In that.
God.
Can you believe that? And the crazy thing is Michigan is still behind. Like, our minimum wage went up in January, and I believe it's $10.25.
I just don't understand.
But that's, like, horrible because when the inflation is so high, like, I was reading an article earlier. I don't know if I told you this. But I think I did. And in California, the minimum wage went up to $20. Eventually, it's going to go to $25. So McDonald's, because they're trying to offset the labor costs and because, like you said, a lot of people aren't going there because of the price has been increasing, they're charging $18 for a Big Mac combo. Now, I'm just going to be honest.
If I'm paying
$20, I better fucking get a dime sack of weed, too. And I don't even smoke weed, but I better get that so I can give that to my wife. So she can relax and chill. Like, seriously, there better be a fucking edible in that motherfucker. Because I bought some chicken nuggets earlier and a Shamrock milkshake.
Jason was like,
What the fuck were the nuggets? The fucking nuggets were missing in action.
It was $7 altogether for four teeny tiny nuggets.
And my fucking...
And his Shamrock shake.
And the drive-thru guy looked like he was on some shit at the drive-thru.
Like, he looked so dead.
He looked dead. Like, he literally looked like he had a cat
honestly,
in the back.
I'm at the point where you guys... You humans are starting to disappoint me. Like, I am tired of seeing you guys roll out of bed and not put some makeup on or wash your ass, something, because
put something on.
I feel like I'd rather look at a robot. Y'all have me at that point where I'd rather look at a fucking robot than look at you guys.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I'm not looking
for me, I do. Some of y'all are looking so disgusting. Like,
you know me, I'm a
Starbucks window.
I dress up with a cowboy hat. I don't give a fuck.
Like,
I walk in there like.
I don't. When I come and collect my food after I order it, right?
How are they at Starbucks?
Like, I don't want to see you look like you just rolled out of bed.
Is that how they look at Starbucks?
Yeah, some of them do. But some of them can look real cute, who give a shit.
Yeah.
And the other ones just look like they just rolled out of bed serving me my coffee or my lemonade. I don't want to see that. Like, I don't want to see that. Like, come on. Like, if you work in the public, wash your ass.
And take pride in your appearance.
Yes. You don't know who you might be meeting. Like, you might be an aspiring artist, right? But you won't attract that right person to you without having some type of look.
You better aspire to wash that ass.
Yeah, because, like, what if a person comes up to you and goes, oh, my God, I like your earrings because you look good, right? But then you guys get to conversate, and then you figure out they're a CEO of an art gallery. But they only came to you because you looked good.
Yeah, because
I remember. So you never know who is what, you guys. Like, please take pride in your appearance.
Look, I had a couple coworkers. One of them came in at my other job and had a sweatshirt on, some sweatpants, hair all over the place, looking like they just woke up. And then one of the other managers that I worked with, I don't know what it was, but he definitely didn't give a fuck. He came in, had his jacket all zipped up all tight. you know, belly hanging out, hair fucking just everywhere, like alfalfa all over the place. And I'm just like, bro, why don't you go in the bathroom and splash some water on your face? Like, ain't there's no way. I don't give a fuck. And there's no way. I just couldn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, people just need to take pride in their appearance. I'm not saying you got to look perfect. Ain't nobody going to look perfect all the damn time. But show some pride. Brush your fucking teeth. You know,
yes, like, you know, guys, shave, please,
keep,
like,
your shit trimmed up, you know, like, don't look like fucking, you know, not giving a fuck. And I get it. People are going through some shit, but fucking we are too.
Yep.
We're all human. We all go through shit, but I don't look like I'm fucking depressed and about to jump off a roof. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying
this is so true.
And I don't, like, mean to say that in a derogatory way. I say, like, not everyone has the same energy.
We don't have to. I don't need to know you're going through something.
Exactly. And
I guess I'm feeling like that. I don't need to know your business.
And not everybody,
I really
has
don't.
The
not
same
while
energy.
Getting my, not while getting my morning coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
no.
just
and they forgot
what it
your
is.
Shit too. They forgot, like, the main aesthetic that was,
you know,
in
what,
your
you guys,
drink.
I went to Starbucks, yeah, and I usually get a large strawberry acai lemonade. One of the features that I like about that drink is the little dried strawberries they put in it, because I like it along with the ice and the lemonade. You know, it's just a little texture thing for me, I guess. And I like the way it looks. It makes the drink look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So I went yesterday and got a large one. And I had noticed, I'm like, where's my, you know, dried strawberries that are, you know, they didn't put them in my drink. That's how much they got my order wrong. How do you get a lemonade wrong?
Because they clearly wasn't paying attention.
Like.
Clearly.
How does that work? It's just a lemonade with some dried strawberries in it with some ice. How the fuck do you get that wrong?
How did they fuck up our pizza that time? Remember that time we got the pizza from Jets? And
what?
We got two pizzas. We got a meat pizza that was all sauce and no cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had, like, a meat lover's pizza with extra cheese.
Because nobody...
They fucked our whole shit up.
The listening skills of people definitely have just slowed down. But the complaining skills of people haven't, though. That's it. That's yeah. the crazy part. That's one thing about comprehension I'm not understanding. People can comprehend enough to fucking complain, bitch and moan, get offended, all of that. But when it comes down to listening to somebody else's opinion or just conversation or just people in general, just anything, they can't do it.
And everyone gets offended over fucking everything now.
You know,
like, everything.
I noticed that it's like a different island. It is a different, completely different island.
Welcome to Sensitivity Island.
Like, it's like, honestly, I don't want to deal with, it's like, it's got me where I don't want to deal with anybody who's 20 and below.
Yeah.
Because I can't relate to you, because everything I may say is going to be sensitive. Versus when I was in my 20s, I loved being around older people. My generation, when we were in our 20s, we were hanging out with the 30 and 40-year-olds. That was the whole point, was to learn the game from them, everything. And you just learn how to have that swag and that maturity, and you knew the game. You just got that wisdom. Even the music was dope. But now it's like, there's no way my generation and a 20-year-old are going to be on the same plane at all, because I'm noticing through the job hunt and having two previous jobs with young people, with young 20-somethings, that they make themselves not relatable to the older generation versus us up against them. But they say it's all us.
But I think they're intimidated by us.
Because,
you know,
we don't get offended like they do. They're more sensitive. And also, too, we're stronger in comprehension.
And we also
and so they get
more comfortable knowing who we are.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know who the fuck they are.
And I feel like we're just stronger in comprehension and understanding.
Yeah.
But they're not. And so they just discard us. It's not that we discard them, but they'll say that it's the older generations that are discarding them. No, it's them discarding us because they can't comprehend and conversate with us the same way, because they grew up with devices.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't. We grew up with, literally, you had to talk face-to-face, confront people. You had comprehension, understand. You had to listen. You just couldn't just go on a device and bully somebody or talk your shit behind a device, and you never had to face them face to face.
Which
their
goes
generation,
right back.
They're not used to that.
Yeah, and it goes right back to the disconnection. I worked a part-time job during the season for Halloween, And I got let go because I wasn't using an approved box cutter from there. But really what it was,
ageism.
I wasn't part of their clique.
Yep.
They had a clique and I wasn't in that clique. I was over there actually working. You know what I'm saying? And that actually happened before when I worked in a restaurant, the Rib Shack around the corner. And I remember I was busting my ass getting this food out and a manager like put out lamb ribs. But you know, lamb ribs are not cheap at all, even if it's a half slab. And they were like burning the shit. I'm over there cleaning, you know what I'm saying? And the manager at the time was talking to one of the employees and just bullshitting. And they were putting out bad food. And it was like, I got in trouble. They blame me for that shit. Even though I told him not to put that out there. I was like, you don't want to put that lamb rib out there. Don't do it. It's not a good idea. It's burnt. And he sent it out there anyway. So it's like I wasn't part of that little clique. I was actually
it's
over there working.
It's all cliques nowadays.
Yeah, it was a clique.
Like I just now noticed today, I haven't heard back from that job I went to in Clawson. Remember with the two old, like the one I told you, the two older ladies, you know?
But you already know what that was. They wanted the weekends off and didn't want to work any weekends.
Yep.
And what fucking delusional world do you live in where you think you can have every weekend off and you're a hairstylist?
Like,
fuck,
that's not going to happen. That's not a part of your world. You've never had that since you started in the career.
Nope.
Like, these women need to, like, stop it. I have gone to different salons for job interviews, you guys. And I'm sorry, but these people just...
They need
want
to.
You to come in and work the weekends while they have the weekends off.
But you know what they really need to do?
Shut up!
That's what they need to do. Seriously. Because
it's to me, as a hairstylist, you know that's not going to happen. You might get one of the days off or maybe one weekend a month.
Yeah.
But you cannot just want to hire somebody in just to work the weekends because you don't want to. That's what I kept hearing in the interviews, the three that I went to. It was one night shift in the weekends. And I'm thinking, well, how does the weekends work? How many workers do you have? Oh, we have five. I go, so you can't juggle the weekends between all of us where all of us have to work maybe one day out of the weekend, you know? And they're like, no, we need somebody to work those. I'm thinking, okay.
And I've been like,
I did the numbers. I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, no, y'all don't want to work and y'all just want to hire new people to work the weekends because you don't want to fucking work.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but hairstylists, there is no 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. That's not how our world works.
It's really like an on-call type situation, hence the appointments, but it's very much on-call because we'll be at home relaxing, chilling, and people hit you up 24/7 for appointments.
So it's just the weekends is going to be your day.
Yeah.
No matter what. Like me... This Saturday, I'll be starting, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. before I go to my second job?
Which we got
to
talk about that. Kathy
and
is starting at
And then Sundays, I'll be working
spot.
12 to 5. So a lot of my work now is going to be switching to on Sundays, versus
Kathy's
Saturdays.
And Kathy's starting a new spot doing tarot reading, y'all.
Yes, I am.
And it's a professional spot that is one of the top places in Michigan.
Yes, it is. But this is still considered an audition.
You got the job.
It's a practice shift.
They just want to make sure that you're comfortable. Like they already know what you're bringing. They just want to make sure you're comfortable when you go in there and you get the different energies and the vibes. And, you know, because some people might go in there and be like, ah, rah, 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 and you might walk out. But your temperament is not that. You're very patient when it comes. And be prepared to get the truth, y'all, because you're going to bring that truth.
You know, you know, it's so crazy because I had a girl get a reading yesterday. And
how'd it go?
It went great. It went really great. Sometimes I'd be like, I don't even know what I'd be saying that makes people cry all the time. Like, good Lord. Sometimes I just feel like even men, I make men cry too.
Because you're obviously speaking what's in
the card.
You
know, so it's like sometimes I'm just like, I don't know.
A lot of time I think people already kind of know certain things. They just live in denial land and they don't. And when you bring the cards and you literally put it in their face, like, boom, this is what it is.
This is true.
You need to stop hiding from this here. They're like, holy shit. Like now it's been confirmed. Cause you remember you always said the rule of three. So it's like they get confirmed. A lot of people don't want to believe different things about themselves. They don't want to believe that they're, you know, a cheater. They don't want to believe that their spouse is a cheater. They don't want to believe that they're self-absorbed or arrogant or narcissistic or just an asshole. They don't want to believe that they don't believe in working.
Guess what, you guys?
Oh, and she's bringing up the cards.
Guess what, you guys? squirrel moment.
She is bringing out the cards.
You wanted to talk about readings. Let's do one on Jason.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. All right. Honey, you're welcome to talk while I'm shuffling the cards.
I'm just thinking. Oh. Where did that come from?
I don't know, because you mentioned the job, so I'm like, oh, let me know it.
She's going to pull the cards out.
Let me pull the cards.
Pull them out on the hubby.
Let me pull out the cards. All righty, Jason, hold the cards in your hand. Mm. Inhale, exhale 3 times for me. Take a big, deep breath. Inhale in and exhale. Inhale in and exhale. One more time. Inhale in and exhale. Mm-hmm. All righty. All righty. Let's see what Jason needs to know tonight.
What do I need to know?
What piece of advice does Jason need to know tonight? What messages are in the air for him? Let's see what's going on in his energy. All righty. Okay. Yes. Okay.
What are they saying?
Okay.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
That was great. Oh my gosh, that's great. Okay. Aw. Well, this is what I see. I'm just going to read from what I see. Okay. I'm going to go right down the line here. All righty, honey. All right. I need you to stop stressing out mentally. I see that you were under a lot of stress, and you're under a lot of stress because you work very, very hard. You are a very hard worker, and you're good at what you do. But work is causing some stress, my dear. And you're feeling a little bit weak, you know. But the root of it all, honestly, is the fact that you work hard. The reason why you work hard is a woman. The root of it. Very true. Sitting in front of my face. And the card that's actually I'm looking at is the High Priestess. And that's the root of why you work hard. Right now, you do feel a little stuck, like there's no new beginnings coming your way. But for you, it is about you need to take risks. Have some faith in yourself. Try new things. Also, you're just a very hard worker. Keep focusing on your money, because whatever you're going to do, you already have experience in it. So focus on one thing. And let it be something that you have experience in, where you're not necessarily, you know, you're trying something new, but you still have experience. It's like how we're doing the podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
You already know how to speak to people, so it's easy for you to do the podcast, but it's still you trying something new.
Right.
And focusing in on that.
Yeah.
You definitely, though... You definitely have me on your mind. You really do. You're really concerned about my job situation. But here's the thing. The great thing about it, the environment that's happening now is a lot of transformation and a lot of change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good thing. So the life that we once lived is about to change
mm-hmm.
into something different.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no need to worry about me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you are isolating yourself, but it's like for you, it's a pro and a con. You don't really want to be isolated, but you are isolating yourself. like you're in hermit mode.
How so?
Because of the fact that you're not as social. And that's what the hermit card's all about. But you're not social because it's because you don't want to be. It's not because necessarily you're forced to. It's more like you want to be because you're a naturally social person.
So you're saying I'm disconnecting from people?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You're taking time to out for yourself. I can say that. I can vouch to that.
Well, yeah, because we're starting doing the production class in a couple weeks.
I can totally vouch for that because of the fact that you are in the house more. You spend a lot of time watching, catching up with Jason. On your days off, you spend a lot of time with yourself, and it's because you like spending time with yourself. You could possibly go out the comic book store. You could go anywhere you want to, but Jason chooses to stay home with Jason, whether it's doing the masterclass stuff, whether it's working in the man cave, you're spending time with Jason.
I think a lot of it is when I get off work, I just want some like a rest, you know, in between. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to, like, because I have plans sometimes. Like, I'll be like, yeah, I want to do this or I want to do that. And then this last weekend, I just was like, nope, I'm not doing shit. I didn't even watch TV, really. I literally just sat there in silence and read a book. That's what I did.
But overall, honestly, you just work very hard. Honestly, you do. This shows how hard you really work.
Yeah.
You know, Yeah, you're a really big hard worker.
And it's hard for
and
me
you're
to pick
one. I will say this too. It's okay to control your emotions, you know, but it's okay to release them too. You just got to know how to do it.
Yeah.
It's not what
I
you
definitely
do.
Need
it's
help
just,
on that.
It's not what you do. It's just how you do it.
I definitely need help on that because I go from 0 to 10 quick, like you real know. Quick. Like Mark or.
And yeah. You're doing real well with your money too. You know, you're practicing champagne taste in a beer budget. So you're not, you know, living in poverty.
Yeah.
You know.
I have gotten better in the last, I would say, I appreciate you recognizing that because I have been working hard to get some of the debt down that I've acquired during COVID.
But make sure you follow your instincts, though, and your choices that you make.
It's hard for me to pick just one thing, though. That's always been my issue is I've never been able to just pinpoint one thing. I'm getting better at it, but before it was like I was doing this, and this. Oh,
well,
and then
sometimes
trying to
do this. You have to choose one or the other, and that's okay because just make a choice, but you have to do it in a way that makes sure it benefits you.
Right.
Taking on too much doesn't benefit you, you know. Mm. But, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
No problem. But yeah, stop worrying. You are like stressing yourself out because you feel like you're doing all that you can do. You know, you're a very hard worker, very, very hard worker. But don't stress yourself because of the fact that it's just going to make you weak.
That's true.
It's just going to make you weak. It's going to make you weak mentally. It's going to make you weak in your body. And you don't want to do that.
No, not at all.
You know. And you're not stuck. You just have to take a leap of faith. But that's why I feel that you are, that you feel like you're stuck, but you're not. You just have to start taking some risks.
Tarot reading from Kathy, y'all. Tarot card chronicles with Mrs. Kathy. For your tarot reading. But as we get towards the end of this episode, wow, that's almost hour. It's flew by.
Wow.
Yeah, 53 minutes. So we're going to just wrap it up and say, look, what we started up in the beginning, it's very true. We can't be any more to the point and genuine than this. Take time for yourself, but also reach out to people. If you need help, reach out to people. There's numbers to call. There are people to call. There's always someone that will listen.
This is true.
And don't feel like you have to suffer alone. And also just start socializing with people. And I guess I gotta take my own advice according to Mrs. Kathy over here. I think for me, I have my personal reasons. There's a lot of fuckery and fakery, and at the end of the day, I don't want to entertain energy around that anymore. I don't want to, like, my blinders are off. I don't want to be around a bunch of fake bitches. I'll just say it as it is. I just don't want to be around fake bitches. And I just leave it at that. So it's taken me a while to get back into the swing of things because people are different now. Everything is different. And that's okay. But like I told you this actually the other day. I said, and I actually made a comment. I forgot what I said, but the gist of it was people change. People go their own path and they have their own lives. And that's okay. But I don't have to entertain that energy anymore. And I don't. So we make that choice. So if we reach out to people and we genuinely are giving of our time and our energy and our compassion and our free time, indulge in that with us. Reciprocate. If not, I don't know what else to say. There is nothing to really say other than...
Bye, Felicia.
Exactly. Bye. So with that... We are at the end of our show. We appreciate every one of y'all. I don't care how many people are out here listening. If it's just one person that got our message tonight, fucking love you guys, man. Thank you so much for taking the time and listening to my wife and I do what we do in the nude. So till next time, we'll be back. Hopefully, well, we don't know. I started the production class, so... That's a good question. We stay tuned, I guess is the best word to say. And with that, we're out of here, y'all. Have a great night. This is another episode of
Talking New.
Offbeat there. Let's try it again. This is another episode
of Talking New.
There you go.
That was all you.
Sitting. Set some cookies and some Rolos and just
talking new.
Who the fuck remembers Rolos? Weren't they like 1986 and when people were just
talking new,
watching horror movies and relaxing and doing tarot reading?
Lemonheads. Talking new.
And talking new. Have a good night, everyone. Be nice. Be kind.